Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, let's get the update here on Coach for Kids. Come on. Oh, thank you, Sean, for donating $20. And Randall just gave $100. Rebecca gave $69.
My word.
We had an anonymous $69 donation. Eric, thank you for the $511.
Oh,
Aaron Tyler, $41. Ken gave $169. Titan just gave $300.
And
we're getting close. We're at $34,258.
Come on. We got a $50 donation from some friends of mine and Ted's from the Watering Hole in the North End, as they put it.
Yeah, man.
Bert and Jenny and Max. Yes, your dog. Okay. I'm sure he's the one that said it.
Max is the Max is the one that did it.
Yeah.
We have 36 minutes to get $16,000.
That's where we're at right now.
We got this, man.
On Coats for Kids, please, if you have a couple extra bucks to spare, head to KISW.com and donate. The goal, 2,500 new coats. They cost $20 a piece. They're made here in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And look, man, there's 300,000 kids that live in poverty in the area. We're trying to get a new coat on 2,500 of them.
Yeah, so do that math.
Let's hit that goal by the time that we get off the air. Please donate what you can now, KISW.com.
Hey, look, when we started, we needed like $25,000. We're down to 15. We got this.
Okay.
Right. I've seen that money come together fast.
Ted, you should be happy. We got $20 from the JJG, president of the Ted Smith's fan club, Texas chapter.
Yeah, I think he's down in Houston.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
I'm just going to assume it's hot, even if it's not.
Thank you for doing that. We know you don't need a coat.
Yeah, they're late.
Okay.
Wait, what for kids?
What do you call that, a cot? Okay, where are we headed on our end-of-year spectacular?
Well, normally this time of the show there, Miles, we would be doing a little bit of TV time with Ted, and I see, and I feel that as this is kind of Ted's segment, we should go back into the vault to one of Ted's favorite bits. So we are actually going to go back in the time machine, back to 2021, when our friend Jerry...
Nice.
Fine Monkey back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Let's go back in time to Monkey Jerry.
Time.
What is the one animal you hope to never deal with again? 206-421-ROCK.
Defecating.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah, hola, boys.
Hola. Hey, Jerry, quick question.
Yeah.
We checked into your phone a moment ago. You were talking about someone defecating and then throwing it somewhere.
Were you in a zoo?
Yes. Yeah, the spider monkey was my neighbor right
outside. Okay, that's good enough. Okay. Boom. Ted bet it was about monkeys. I thought it was about a person. All right.
No. However, it was owned by a naval officer here at the local Bremerton Naval Base. He was going through a divorce. His wife was not very happy with him. She took her anger out on his pet, spider monkey. Well, how she would do that was sexually arouse the little monkey. And then she would punish it, if you know what I mean.
What?
Say what?
Come on,
no,
man.
We don't know what you mean.
Well, she would diddle the monkey and then whap the monkey on the diddle.
What?
Oh, my God.
Is this the story that he shared with you, Mike?
Do you say this goes on in Bremerton?
This is in Port Orchard.
Oh, Port Orchard. Okay. Fair
don't
warning.
Don't do that to Bremerton.
Yeah, right.
Bremerton's like, don't brag our name.
Anybody from
this.
Port Orchard want to call and defend themselves now?
Well, the officer, always he was always in uniform dress, and the wife was, she was wearing cashmere sweaters and stuff. Anyway, the monkey got loose out of this big 2x4 cage, about 6'5", lifted the entire cage up and got out one day. He had enough. He ran across our highway there on Bethel Avenue and hopped across two moving cars and got over to my very nice and gentle neighbor lady's hanging basket. And she had a high-pitched voice also with the southern drawl, and she started screaming. The monkey started screaming. And then the monkey started defecating and throwing it at her through her kitchen window. She had enough of it. She called our local Port Orchard police, and they didn't believe it.
They didn't want.
I mean, you called it. That's the story you told them. I can see them like, yeah, I don't believe you.
Yeah, he said, ma'am, there's no monkeys in Port Orchard, Death Sergeant. And so she got the monkeys, went into the garage. They had the door open. The monkey started throwing tools out through the window in the garage. She called the police again. They reiterated that there were no monkeys in Port Orchard. And as the glass was breaking, you know, through the garage windows. So she called me. And I was kind of a local. I was a local wrestler. And we just had this hand fight drill where we tried to compete and control each other's hands.
She called you.
You used this training to try to take down the monkey? Yeah.
Get a hand fight a monkey. Yeah.
Well, we were getting ready for state tournaments and, you know, try to be very sharp on hand control.
Okay. Okay. So did you wrestle the monkey?
Yeah. So I figured I was prepared.
All right. How did your training help you?
It probably saved my life.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Well, that'd be less than everybody.
Well, so how did this go down?
Well, I looked out the back window. I saw the monkey was gone. I go, got to be over at Mrs. Roller's, because she called me and said, I need Jerry. Jerry, I need help. And I saw the monkey over there. It was inside my neighbor's car, her son's car, eating the registration and defecating on the seats. It was a 64 Ford Fairlane, nice, fairly nice one. And her son was getting upset. Her little brother was crying. So anyway, to make a long story short, I suited up in a Marine Corps flak jacket. I put a wool cap over my head and put heavy garden gloves on. Take my wrist, and I went out to get that darn monkey.
You grabbed the monkey?
I saw the monkey across the street. I walked. I never lost eye contact. The monkey knew he was going down.
The monkey knew?
Yeah, the monkey knew. He was sitting on the hood of neighbor's.
Like outside of a bar. He knew it was going down.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so he's staring at me and kind of doing a little hop. You know how monkeys kind of squat.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, of course you do. So I never lost eye contact. I crossed the road between moving cars, just our eyes locked. We never batted an eye. I went at it, and my heart started pounding, but I wasn't going to quit. I was committed, and I grabbed that monkey by his forearms. And then he did a reverse on me. He flipped his hands over my wrist, and now he had control of my hands.
Of course he did.
That angered me, but I was quick.
All right.
And I was young, and I reversed it. We did that for a few minutes, back and forth. He also wanted. He knew about hand control.
Okay.
This monkey.
Yeah, he probably was a wrestler, too.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Well, I finally, you know, monkeys don't have real control of their thumbs. I finally got my thumb into his elbow, you know, in the hinge part of it. And then he couldn't reverse on me. So I had him, but then he started coming at me with his feet. His feet were climbing up to my neck, trying to get my neck. So I pushed him down. And then he came at me with his mouth, trying to bite my cheeks off and my lips. He was right in my face. But I was able to pry him off. We did this for about 10 minutes back and forth. And finally, the cars, other people were calling into the Port Orchard Police Department about this monkey.
Well, I guess you beat that monkey's ass, didn't you?
All right, hang on. So people are calling the cops. You've been fighting them for 10 minutes. What happens?
Well, they're complaining about me attacking a monkey. I was a bad guy. They finally, so since it was a human attacking an animal, they sent the police out. This was quite a few years ago. Our local police officer didn't have air conditioning in his police car, but he did show up with his windows down. The monkey saw the uniform and thought it was like daddy. So we both let go at the same time. The monkey went around me, and then he jumped in through the police officer's window, got in there. The police rolled his window up, got out, shut the monkey into his police car, and the monkey started tearing apart the radio, you know, tore it out, went through his ticket book and was tearing tickets out. I'm at work right now. I was doing the feedback pizza thing. So we got some orders coming in Friday. But anyway, so he goes and asks Mrs. Roller if he could use the car or the phone to call this, you know, the staff or his boss. He gets on the phone. The monkey's just trapped inside the police car. He calls his sergeant up and says, he goes, the monkey's in my car now, Sarge. And he goes, there is a monkey? So, all right, here comes, about that time, the owner's wife came over, upset, wearing a cashmere sweater. She told the police, let that monkey out. I can control that monkey. Well, that was a wrong idea. That monkey wanted her bad. So, as soon as the officer opened the car door, his police car, the monkey jumped up, jumped on her shoulders and started taking her sweater off. And the monkey had it pulled over her head. She was screaming. Monkey was screaming. Mrs. Roller was screaming. And the officer, he was describing what was going on to the death sergeant. And, soon more police were shown on the way. And people are pulled over on the side of the road there looking at the whole spectacle. The cashmere sweater over this lady's head. Monkey just screaming. Everybody's screaming. Well, finally, the officer himself came over and the monkey got off his wife and just like a little baby, you know, daddy's home. And they hugged. And pretty much that was the end of the story.
And
15 years later, I was working, managing another restaurant up in Paulsboro, and I just got through telling this story to a bunch of, they didn't believe me, my employees. They just said, no, that didn't happen. Well, about 10 minutes later, the employee that heard this whole story got a call from the Paulsboro Police Department asking if we had seen a monkey running around the street. And she just turned white, looked at me. I don't know. Made a believer out of her.
Damn.
I never want to go through a spider monkey attack again.
How big is a spider monkey? How many pounds is a spider monkey?
Well, they're small body. They're all legs and arms. And big white pearly teeth.
How many pounds?
Oh, probably 20.
Okay, pretty decent sized animal. Then.
How long did this entire ordeal go down between you and the monkey?
Well, our fight was just on the back of that Ford Fairlane's trunk hood.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. How long were you fighting this monkey?
About 10 minutes.
Damn.
I'd say 10 minutes.
You're right, man. They got really long arms and legs.
And yeah. Strong arms. Well,
I guess that's the spider part of the monkey.
They're about 10 times per pound.
But as soon as the monkey saw her her dad, the monkey was fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the monkey was never so happy. Monkey was just petting his father.
All right, I got to ask. How did we know the monkey, like the wife was doing bad stuff to the monkey?
Well, it was right outside my bedroom window, and I could hear that monkey cooing out there. And I said, "What? I never heard that sound before." And I looked. And
you never heard a cooing monkey before?
Well, it was being pleasureized by the
one.
Yeah,
make a monkey coo.
The one with the cashmere sweater.
Yeah.
All right, dear man. Thank you so much.
That is the best story. That is one of the best stories I've ever heard in my life.
Everyone's chiming in. They're like, "You got to keep this end of the year spectacular."
Oh God.
Yeah. People enjoyed Jerry.
That was something.
Can you? I mean, I would love to just sit on a bar stool next to Jerry. Just like, keep going. I will pay for all the drinks.
I got real close to hanging up toward the beginning of it, right?
Because of the fact of the matter.
I'm just like, come on. And then he just kept going, and I'm listening. I'm like, I cannot believe I'm riveted by this ridiculous goddamn story of him fighting a monkey.
It started very weird and very, very dark, but
it stayed weird, but the darkness left.
God. Yeah, but I mean, it came to a conclusion, and then the... You know, the chef's kiss is just what he said, so I'll never fight a spider monkey again.
Most people won't. Right? Dear Lord.
Jerry Stein, I love that guy.
Man, I forgot.
Met him.
What is the name of his pizza place?
I forgot how wild that story was.
There's like three of them. He works at one of them. It might be in Silverdale.
But we had the chance to meet him, and he has a big barrel chest, and it sounds stupid, but I thought to myself, he looks like a guy that can take out a monkey.
Does he look like a guy who could fight a monkey?
Jerry is who you think, right, because he was out of the 884, yeah. Bremerton. He is a very nice dude, but he's kind of just an old, salty, tough Marine that is very matter-of-fact about everything.
If you got monkey problems, call Jerry.
Okay. Oh, that should be his slogan.
Monkey problems.
If you got monkey problems, call Jerry.
Call Jerry. Okay. One call a year.
It is the end of year spectacular. By the way, Coats for Kids, we still have about what, Mike? 15, 16,000
A little less than 15, actually. We're a little over 14
left. Go, baby.
We got
this. Please head to KSW.com.
Oh, shoot. We're under 14 grand. Come on, guys. Right. We got this. I believe in you guys.
Okay. All right. So we have, 20 minutes.
We got this.
We have 20 minutes.
We have you guys got
to make $14,000.
I believe in y'all.
Head to KISW.com. Okay. Real quick, we're going to go back in time, and where are we going now?
All the way back to 2010. It's an oldie but a goodie. He has to be played every year. You see, there's a lot of people that don't realize Thrill is black, and sometimes he says some things that if you thought that he was white, you might get offended, and which is such the case of our friend Donovan here.
Hello, Donovan. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing?
Hola.
Hola. Hey, I just wanted to say, man, look, I can understand that you have a game called, you know, Genoopoly, and you have the other game called Redneckopoly and all that stuff. I get it. But being an African-American, hearing you say Genoopoly is kind of on the fence. You know what I mean? I listen to you guys' show all the time, but it gets a little much when you start throwing the N-word around. You know what I mean?
I hear you, but I will say this. It is absolutely on the fence, but there's two ways you can look at this, and I've taken my own path on this, and true, it's for anyone. The one side says, look, if everyone just stops saying that, the word goes away. And in my experience, that is not even remotely close to being true. So I feel like I'm going to step in reality with that. That's my position on it. You can disagree, but the word hasn't gone away. I can promise you. So the other side of that is take it head on, and what happens is you get to do exactly what you're doing, which is you have a discussion about it. Head on, instead of just complaining about what you don't like to hear, which all of us can do, and it's human nature, and you're absolutely right. But the flip side is, when things come up, if you can talk about it in a forum like this, not all that political crap, not the soapbox, not the podium, it's not for TV to advertise my hair relaxer and all the rest of this garbage and BS that we're fed all the time, we will sit here and we can have an open and honest conversation. So I get what you're saying. I'm probably not going to stop, but understand that's not. But understand that's not to offend you. I'm just saying the point is, at least someone like you calls and says their piece. But I will not sit here and go on the soapbox about it. I can see it could bug people, but the point is, the word does exist. So if it's going to exist, well, I'm going to take it and I'm going to make it my own. I'm not going to run away from stuff. I'm not going to bury my face, and I'm not going to pretend it doesn't happen. That's for guys that are on the soapbox that are lying to you. But that's not the position we're in. That's not something we enjoy people doing to us. So instead of insulting people's intelligence and tiptoeing around the word, because to me there's no difference between saying N-bomb. If you said N-bomb, well, the implication's already there. That's almost more insulting. So I'd rather just say
that's what
directly.
I say.
Well, me too. I go with N-bomb too.
I go with N-bomb. You tell me how to say it, I'll say it.
If anyone else is listening, I'm an N-bomb guy.
I'm going to speak from the white contingency on this show and say N-bomb is safe by me.
Yeah, it's just not me, man. I just don't bury my head in the sand. It's not good and nothing gets done.
You know? You're not even letting me start. You're not even letting me say anything.
Go ahead.
It's like this. You shouldn't say stuff that you wouldn't say in somebody's face. You know what I'm saying?
I would say that in anyone's
that's
face.
That's the truth, because I bet you $5 million to $1 you wouldn't go up when the Seahawks are around and start dropping the N-word without getting, you know, put in your place.
So, why would I drop the N-bomb as a black guy anyway?
Exactly,
I'm a black dude.
Exactly,
why would I say
exactly.
it?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So if you ain't going to say it in somebody's face, you don't even need to say it at all.
Well, Donovan, listen, I would say it to anyone. So I'm not a guy that backs down from saying stuff.
I bet you would. I bet you would. And I bet you've never said that in a group of blacks. Ever. Ever.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, I'm not. And I bet you if you did, you'd get put in your place, little homie.
Why would I get put in my place for what?
You know what?
I don't know what.
Saying that word, yeah, hey, all right.
Donovan, Donovan.
Test that theory out sometime.
Donovan.
Test it out.
Donovan.
At least.
Donovan, hang on. Do you know that I'm a black dude? So when I do hang out with my black friends, it gets dropped a lot. So I've said it a lot in front of black people. My family will say it around each other. My little pizza-esque cousin, trust me, that's his goddamn nickname
you're
every other month.
You're black.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
are
Donovan.
You kidding me,
Jesus.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Donovan. Check out the website, all right? Just go to KISW.com.
Wow.
So here's my other problem. When people pass judgment because of my voice, because there's some assumption that a black guy is not supposed to sound bright, that's another problem, too.
No one's saying you sound bright,
though. You see what I'm saying, man?
No one's saying you sound bright.
You know, that is a fine point. I just sound white, not smart.
Oh, never gets old.
Help us all.
It really doesn't, man.
Help us all.
I love Donovan's spirit. I'm like, you're just wrong. You're not wrong, but you're wrong right now.
But you miss.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
More of the end of year spectacular coming up next. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This is The Mighty. Is live on the free Odyssey app. You're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
End of year spectacular.
Oh,
the best that we could possibly do for 2024.
How are we doing on Coast for Kids?
Well, here? We still have one more show tomorrow night, a live night. Showbox yep. Soto. Tickets are only $35 to get in. Still available.
Come down. It'll be an awesome night.
It'll be a good night.
Oh. And it's a Friday night.
Miles, we've had a handful of donations here on Coats for Kids. We got Chris, who donated $100. Ryan, who gave a $200 donation.
Yeah, Ryan. We got Chris.
Aaron, the best music teacher ever, who gave $102 to Coats for Kids. We have an anonymous $1,000 donation. Wow. To Coats for Kids, as well as a couple $20 donations from Carl and John. You guys are freaking stunning. You guys are awesome.
So we've got $12,000 we need to make in 10 minutes.
$12,400 that we need to make in 10 minutes.
Anonymous $1,000 donation. That's massive.
That's dropping it right there.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Okay, time to go back in time to, I guess, what is our greatest hit?
Well, Miles, we have reached the last segment of the day, and there is only one way to end the end of the year spectacular. It's everybody's favorite. You all know him. His name is Sam, and this comes to us back in like 2010 or something like that. We know it as Teeny Tiny Mouth Guy.
Back in time.
For better or for worse, what trait did you inherit from your parents, and what trait of yours do you hope to not pass down to your kids? Hello, Sam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Sam. So what did you inherit from your parents?
Well, it doesn't sound as bad as the last guy I had, but I got crooked teeth, and I also hate my freckles.
Freckles? Who's got freckles, your mom or your dad?
Mostly my dad.
Okay. Are they all over the place or just your face?
Pretty much everywhere. I have a nice tan line, so just on the back of my hands and my forearms and face, mostly.
Well, are you a ginger?
No.
You're
my
not.
Brother's ginger, but I'm not.
So what are you, like a blonde? Like Sandy Brown? Yeah, you're basically a redhead. That's what it is. You're just getting that. You're getting the skin from your dad.
Captain Freckles. Do you, and you say the crooked teeth as well.
Do you burn easy?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I think that's I think that's a redhead gene in you, even though your hair's not exactly red.
Well, it's the Irish anyway. It's Northern European, at least.
Yeah, because they don't see the sun much. But you said you also have the crooked teeth.
Yeah. Well, in counting baby teeth pulled, I've had around 14 teeth pulled growing up, so I got to avoid braces, but...
No, there's nothing left to put the wires on.
Did you say counting baby teeth?
Yeah, I had to have baby teeth pulled out, and then they pulled out some of the adult teeth underneath them as well.
Were they just too many teeth you had in your mouth?
The right amount of teeth, just my mouth wasn't big enough for them all. I mean, I have a full smile now. There's no gaps. It's just,
You got a tiny little mouth.
So wait, how many teeth do you have in your mouth?
I don't know. I mean, it's plenty, it seems.
Do your teeth, do people... Are you, I mean, has anyone, no one's ever going to talk about your teeth. That's one thing that people really don't like to touch on as far as any kind of hygiene thing with someone else.
Well, when I mention it, people say my teeth look nice. So.
Have you had any work done to them?
No braces or anything. It's just.
So they had to remove normal teeth that we all have, but your mouth was so tiny that they had to leave you with a certain.
My jaw's just a little shorter than it should be. It's just. Maybe my teeth are big. I don't know.
You were so happy when sliders started getting taken over, weren't you? They started coming up at me like, oh, it's a little hamburger for my little tiny mouth and my tiny teeth.
No, I don't have issues with that.
I'm just kidding, man.
But if you were to smile, it would just look like a normal smile. We wouldn't think like, man, his mouth looks tiny.
These 100-calorie snack packs are great. Just enough for my little mouth.
You ever look at the quarter-pound big bite and just wish?
No, my mouth looks completely normal. Don't worry about that.
I cannot do a club sandwich. Or a Big Mac.
Don't ever go to the Carnegie Deli. It's something up for normal people. But you're a small mouth.
A little tiny mouth.
Oh, we're taking a knee test.
For better or worse.
He doesn't even eat hot dogs. He just eats pizza and like it.
He's his little Vienna sausage. A little tiny wiener.
Oh, yeah, what a cocktail wiener.
For better or for worse, what trait did you inherit from your parents, and what trait of yours do you hope to not pass down to your kids?
That he loves those carrots.
He is so happy that he called right now.
Like those asses.
I don't have a small mouth. Stupid.
You're right. Those 100-calorie snack packs are right there in his wheelhouse.
Oh, man.
It's a little tiny Oreo. It'll fit right in.
You like a chipmunk. Juice box.
We were going to get a little tired of spoons.
How long do you think it even a piece of corn on the cob?
Those mini cupcakes started coming out.
God damn it. He loves corn from Chinese restaurants.
Oh, it's not the
corn. It's not the corn.
Sorry, man.
You don't have a tiny mouth.
Oh, man, we are horrible people. God.
For better or for worse.
You're just working so hard on that little tiny corn.
For better or for worse, what trait did you inherit from your parents, and what trait of yours did you hope to not pass down to your kids?
Is this a normal tomato? Carrot.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean, he said, I had the right amount of teeth. I just didn't fit my tongue in my mouth.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Are we good?
I don't know.
Here's the best part about the tiny Asian corn. Is that he has normal hands, and it's a little corn on the cob, and he's eating it with his tiny mouth. And yeah, you're right. I was like, picture him eating everything with his hands, right, like right there.
Holy crap, dots. Came in a ton of ice cream pellets.
Oh, man. Oh. All right. By the way.
Sweet, are those cheesecake bites? Yeah. I ate so much. I had four sliders. Two cheesecake bites.
Oh, man.
We're still on the air.
Yeah, we're here.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Herds will say a tiny mouth.
I don't know why that's so funny.
I'll stretch that out. Oh, you're a guy. Sorry, my bad.
What if he gets rid of the slideshow?
If you get rid of the slideshow, buddy, I'll stretch that mouth out of yours. Let's just take a break. This is a disaster. For better or worse, what trait did you inherit from your parents, and what trait of you?
Okay. God. There we go.
Why does it get worse every year?
And I don't know.
Because it's 1 year older.
I know, but I'm really the catalyst a-hole on that one, man. Because it's almost done, and then I just won't let it go. Like, I told Mike at the break, I go, I love it, it's hilarious, but I do feel a little bad.
Well, you know, that's
a
one of those things.
Bad. About,
a teeny tiny bit. It's one of those things that happens, man. You get older you get, you know, the more you reflect on what you've done. Unfortunately, in that case, that has been recorded, and we get to hear how cruel we actually are.
But it
wasn't about being cruel. That was just an easy opening to something ridiculous.
Yeah, I just usually count on one of the two of you to be the a-hole.
Oh, yes.
Agreed.
Yeah, that poor guy. Agreed. Man. What year was that from?
That was like 2011.
Wow, man. This poor guy. Sam, if
that's
you're out there.
That's almost 15 years ago.
It is.
Sorry,
13
man.
15 years.
But don't worry. You'll hear it again next year.
Couple donations here from Coach for Kids. We got a $69 donation from Ryan. We got a $60 donation from Iva. A $100 donation from Robert and Linda Johnson. I'm going to refresh the page here one more time. 376 people have donated. There's another $100 from Rob. So far, with 2 minutes left to go before the end of the show, you guys have raised $38,200.
Let's see if we can hit $50,000 by the end of the day with the lovely Jolie.
You know? I love it. We out?
Yeah, I think that's the show.
We're going to see you tomorrow night.
We'll live. I got no more clips, man.
Tickets are on sale now for as low as $35 if you want to join us.
Yes, indeed. Hopefully we see you tomorrow. If not, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network. Oh, man. A Double Flush production.